Now turn to Joshua 1. We're going to delight in the Word. We're going to meditate day and night. We're going to continue in the Word. And when we do, we're going to know the truth. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. We knew a little lady that seldom told the truth. The funny thing was, she was not a liar. Never was a liar. She had the gift of confusion. And you could know if she explained it to you, it couldn't be accurate. She just had a way of misunderstanding things. And that's the truth. And Wayne came home one day and he's talking. And I said, Wayne, are you sure about that? That doesn't sound right to me. And he said, well, yeah, it's right. And he told me some more details. And I thought, I don't think so. That's just not right. He said, that's what so-and-so said. I went, Now I know it's not right. She never got it right. She's not a liar. Honest as the day is long. Always confused. It was amazing. Amazing. Well, if I stick with the Spirit and I'm confused, He's going to correct me. We talked about the chastening of the Lord. He's going to correct me. He's going to send me where I need to be. He's going to explain to me and teach me so I have understanding. Now it says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. You shall meditate in there day and night. Meditation day and night is continue. You're meditating for a purpose that you may observe to do. I'm meditating so I'll have revelation, so I'll have understanding, so I'll know what to do. Now, it tells you in the first part of the verse exactly what we're going to do first. The book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. That means when you elbow me, I'm not going to say, oh, I'm in such pain, I don't know what I'll ever do. They just want test after test after test. I am weary. My knee hurts. They go blah, 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 you know, on and on. If I'm continuing in the Word, when you elbow me, I'm going to rise up and say, I serve the Lord. He blesses my bread and water. He takes sickness and disease away from me. The number of my days I fulfill. And if you're dumber than a brick as far as spiritual things are concerned, I will say, well, thank you for inquiring. I'm doing well. Or thank you for inquiring. I'm progressing. You don't cast your pearls before swine. They're going to help you die. They are. Don't tell them. Say, oh, you're sweet to be interested. How's your dog doing? Somebody said years ago, they're going to know that you changed the subject. I said, I hope so. I'm not trying to be secretive here. I'm trying to let them know that subject's off limits. Now, if you're one who doesn't tell anything, you need a confidant. You need a friend who will stick by your side, who will help you, that you can call on days of stress, who will help you overcome, who will help you review the Scripture, who will pray with you and pray for you. If you're one who talks and talks and talks and talks and talks, you need to go to Proverbs where it says, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin. It means in the multitude of words, the more you talk, the more likely you are to say the wrong thing. That's what that verse means. So I'm going to judge myself and my words. So I'm continuing in the Word so that I'll have a word in my mouth. Now, faith works on two prongs. Look at Romans 10. It works by what you believe and what you say. So what you have in your mouth is critical to your success. This verse, we don't read too much. We usually skip down to verse 9, but look at verse 8. Talking about the Word, what does the Word say? The Word is near you. In your mouth and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. We're going to have victory by faith. And so faith comes when we have the God's word. See, we're continuing in the Word. We have revelation of the Word. We have understanding of the Word. We've sat with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost has explained and brought wisdom and understanding. The lights have come on. And then we have the Word in our heart, in our inward man, which is where the revelation first came, and in our mouth. That means when we have revelation, we have understanding, we speak that revelation. We speak that understanding. And then it says, plan of salvation, you should confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. You want to be saved or delivered from any dilemma, not just from sin. You've got to have enough word to make the right confession in faith. And that's how you're going to overcome. With the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Now look at 2 Corinthians. Let's read it another way. Chapter 4. Verse 13. We having the same spirit of faith. according as it's written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore speak. You believe because you've continued in the Word, you've meditated in the Word, you've established a relationship with the Word, you're abiding in the Word, you're asking the Holy Spirit to explain the Word to you, to bring you that revelation, understanding, wisdom that you need. And through that revelation and your time of meditation and continuing, you come to the point of believing with your inward man, not just knowing in your heart.